Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to call the local government meeting to order. Secretary will call the roll.
Gillespie?
Here.
Hanson?
Here.
Hargens?
Here.
Corbett? Hunhall?
Here.
Wilczek?
List?
Marshall?
Here.
Rodens?
Here.
Siegstead?
Who? Here.
Slaughter?
Here.
Kenny's?
Here.
Dunaway?
Here.
Please have the minutes reflect that a quorum is present. Welcome back to local government, to the members and the people in the audience here today. This is going to be a short informational meeting. We are carried on the internet, so your comments will be recorded. We appreciate that. We appreciate the people of South Dakota listening in and taking part in local government and the legislature. As I said, this morning is an informational meeting. One housekeeping item that I would like to do is to call for adoption of temporary rules. I think they're in your notebooks. Our secretary is very efficient, so I'm sure they're in there. And chair would entertain a motion for approval. It's been moved by Representative Slaughter, seconded by Representative Merchel. Discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The temporary minutes carry. Our next item, I'm delighted to see the Secretary of State, and I know she wanted to step up and just make a couple comments, and then your office has submitted some bills to be carried by the local government committee. Each member has a copy of the bills. They also have a copy of the bill brief. We are not going to take public testimony on the bills today, but I did want Chris Nelson to come up and give some general views on them and what precipitated the need for them and any other general election information or things that may he feel or you feel may be coming up this year to come before this committee. As I say, it'll be a very brief meeting, but Madam Secretary of State, I know this is your last legislative year, and we certainly appreciate all the work you've done for all the people of South Dakota, and please step up and address our committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What a nice introduction. Yes, I'm Joyce Hazeltine, Secretary of State, and I don't really have a lot to say, and I know you want to keep it short. I'm just going to turn it over to Chris in a minute, but you said he was just listening to our presentation to this committee on TV last year, and it was interesting to see what we had told you, what really did happen and what really didn't happen, so he will expound on that a little bit, but we've always enjoyed working with this committee. It's you know that our issues are basically local, especially in the elections area, and it's been just delightful to have the cooperation we've had from this group, and we've tried not to have any frivolous bills because we know how important your time is, and so we try to use your time and our time to the best ability. But thank you so much for inviting us up. It's fun to see everybody. And I'm just going to let Chris explain a few things that we've been working on. It's been a wild election year because of the Florida fiasco. We always say that we have no problems in South Dakota, and we want to reassure you that we still don't. So thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Mr. Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Chris Nelson, State Election Supervisor in the Secretary of State's office. I do want to just give you a little bit of a rundown of what we have been doing. And as Joyce said, this has been the most fascinating off-election year that we have ever spent, primarily because of the post-Florida and also because of the project that you folks gave us during the last session to put together a statewide voter registration file. And that has been a most interesting project, working with all the county auditors across the state to get them computerized and networked to the state and get all of their voter registration data brought into a single database. We did meet the statutory deadline to do that by the beginning of this year. We do now have a fully functional statewide voter registration system in our office. Anybody needing statewide copies of registration records or legislative district copies of registration records or any other parameter, we now have those available from the Secretary of State's office. That system also allows local election officials, be it county auditors, city finance officers, school business managers, to access that file through the internet to do their work and help them to more efficiently do their work. So that project has worked out well, and I thank you for entrusting us with that. A couple of the other things that we are working on, some new things that technology is allowing us to do. We are now optically imaging all of the campaign finance reports that are filed with us, be it from candidates or parties or PACs, and putting all of those on the internet so the public has almost instant access to any of the campaign finance reports that are filed with our office. The other thing that we're doing this year for the first time, and I'm kind of excited about this, is putting together what we're calling an electronic voter guide on the internet. And so any candidate this year who files with us will be given an opportunity to send a statement in along with some biographic information and a photo, and we're going to put all that up on our webpage so that citizens, when they go to vote, they can go to the Secretary of State's website, examine all the candidates, examine what your message is, and try to make hopefully a more informed judgment on the candidates. And we think that's a step forward in the area of voter education. That's kind of the internal things that we've been working on. The other huge gorilla that's out there, if you will, is some things that are happening in Washington. In the post-Florida environment, people in Congress, a lot of different people in Congress, have a lot of different ideas on how they want to fix elections in America. And so there have been a lot of bills introduced into Congress to do that, or potentially do that. Some of those bills may be good, some of those bills may not be good, and we've been watching all of those. The bills run the gamut. One bill would essentially require us to throw out every voting system we've got in South Dakota and purchase all new voting systems, along with increasing the cost of conducting elections by at least 50% for every election, containing mandates to that level. Other bills don't tinker with it nearly so much, but every one of them we're very cautious of and want to make sure that we don't get hurt in South Dakota by whatever Congress sends this way. The upside of those bills is most of them contain some money to purchase new voting systems, to do voter education, and some of those kinds of things. So there may be some opportunities in what comes out of Washington, but we're watching that very closely. So far as our bills, and I'll just go through these, you know, very quickly, since we'll do an official presentation on Tuesday, as I understand. None of the presentations or bills that we've got this year are anything earth-shaking or any major new programs or anything like that, but we are simply looking at some very targeted areas in our election codes that need some strengthening or some changing. House Bill 1006 deals with voter registration issues and some things that we need to clarify so far as who gets removed when they're deceased, how we get names of deceased people, and some procedural things so far as maintaining the voter registration list that the county auditors do. House Bill 1007 deals with recount provisions, and obviously in the post-Florida environment, we looked at our recount provisions very carefully, and frankly, we didn't find much to change, just a few minor things, and House Bill 1007 contains those particular changes. House Bill 1008, I'm kind of calling the omnibus bill. This primarily changes some terminology. When we went to the statewide voter registration file concept, we really need to go through our entire election code and change all the references to registration lists, which we envision as a paper list, which no longer exists out there in the auditor's office. It's all computerized. And so essentially this is changing the word list to file, along with some other minor changes in some of the various sections that are affected also. 1009 deals with our special purpose districts, and this is almost getting to be an annual bill that we bring before the legislature, dealing with our special purpose districts, road districts, fire districts, sanitary districts, ambulance districts, fire districts, etc. And this is a continuing effort to strengthen the election laws for those districts, provide some procedures where there are none, provide some consistency between election procedures between the different kinds of districts. In some cases, in the case of fire and ambulance districts, it didn't tell them when to even do their annual election, and so we're providing that. It also doesn't tell them how to fill a vacancy on a board, some of those simple kinds of things that are not provided for special districts. And House Bill 1010, This deals with automated tabulating systems, and this is probably the most significant of any of these bills so far as opening up a new the possibility of a new type of voting system in South Dakota that's called the Direct Recording Electronic Voting System. This is typically what you'd be familiar with as a touchscreen type system, where the candidates' names would appear on a screen and you would touch the ones that you'd want to. When you're satisfied that you've made the correct choices, you touch another button and your vote is cast. These type of systems have been used in other states for a number of years. Technology has made them a very sound type of voting system. Whether these will be used in South Dakota in the near future, that I'm not certain of because of the expense and the cost. But if localities want to use them, we believe they ought to have the ability to, and so we're making statutory provision for that. The other thing we're looking at, some of these mandates coming out of Washington will require us to make some special provisions for disabled voters. And the only way that some of those provisions can be made is by the use of direct recording electronic voting equipment. And so if some of those mandates come down, we're going to be forced into using some of this kind of equipment. And so we want to have that in place. The last section of the bill we think is also substantial, and this brings us into compliance with the Bush versus Gore Supreme Court decision that ended the whole Florida affair. That decision talking about equal protection for voters, irregardless of what county you're in or what precinct you're in within a county, that every vote and every ballot and every voter has to be treated the same. And this provides some provision for that in the case particularly where optical scan ballots are used. And we had some situations in our state where things were not being handled exactly the same, and so this section takes care of that. That is a broad overview of what we're doing. I can either take any questions now or we can deal with them Tuesday.
I think, Mr. Nelson, we'll deal with them Tuesday when we have the full and open hearing on those. Our intent was to give you the bill brief, have him come up, so you could go back this weekend, talk to your local entities, see if they have any input, any concern or questions, that you would be fully informed, and then we'll have a full hearing on these bills on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you. One thing, too, as you know, we have pages here every 2 weeks, and they come from our local high schools, and we're very fortunate to have Andrew Knutson here from Vermilion. We appreciate all you're going to learn and what you're going to be doing to assist us to make our job easier. And as we often say, we're going to learn so much more from you than you learn from us. And we appreciate your enthusiasm and spending the 2 weeks with the legislature. Andrew Knutson. And I'm pleased this year I have Miss Christy Bree. She's a college student. She's my intern. She's an intern for the committee. Very valuable asset for me. She's from Mission, South Dakota, and I look forward to working with her. She'll be here the whole session. Welcome, Christy. Is there any other information?
I'm the other intern.
I'm sorry. Please come up and introduce yourself. Yes, please. We're delighted. I couldn't see you back there. Mr. Nelson had his arm up, so.
My name is Stacy Furchner. I'm from SDSU.
From SDSU. Very good. What's your hometown?
Rapid City.
Rapid City. Well, wonderful. We're delighted to have you here, and anything we can do to make this a better experience for you, we will.
Thank you
very much. Is there anything that any of the committee members would like to bring forward in this informational meeting? If not, we look forward to seeing you all on Tuesday. Chair would entertain a motion for adjournment. It's been moved by Representative Roden, seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We stand adjourned. Thank you.